Most acquirements carry their own privileges with them. Thus, a baby has to be pretty closely guarded and imprisoned because it cannot take care of itself. It has even to be carried about, the most complete conceivable infringement of its liberty until it can walk. But nobody goes on carrying children after they can walk, even though they should walk into mischief. Though Arab boys make their sisters carry them, as our own spoiled children sometimes make their nurses out of mere laziness, because sisters in the East and nurses in the West are kept in servitude. But in a society of equals, the only reasonable and permanently possible sort of society, children are in much greater danger of acquiring bandy legs through their being left to walk before they are strong enough than of being carried when they are well able to walk. Anyhow, freedom of movement in a nursery is the reward of learning to walk. And in precisely the same way, freedom of movement in a city is the reward of learning how to read public notices and to count and use money. The consequences are, of course, much larger than the mere ability to read the name of a street or the number of a railway platform and the destination of a train. When you enable a child to read these, you also enable it to read this preface to the utter destruction, you may quite possibly think, of its morals, its docility. You also expose it to the danger of being run over by taxi cabs and trains. The moral and physical risks of education are enormous. Every new power a child acquires, from speaking, walking, and coordinating its vision, to conquering continents and founding religions, opens up immense new possibilities of mischief.